CFRA's Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is brought to you by Robillard Hearing Centers.
Time for Health Headlines now. Dr. Barry Dworkin is back on CFRA. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, a new problem arising out of Canada's obesity crisis, the number of cesarean sections, Barry.
That's right. There's a study that was produced by the Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology of Canada. And they looked at 12,000 women delivered over a 10-year period at Montreal's Royal Victoria Hospital and found that there were more cesarean sections done for obese women compared to non-obese women. And the question was, you know, what are some of the reasons why? And although some of the headlines are saying that physicians are scared with regards to obese women and then tend to do cesarean sections more, pull the trigger more quickly for cesarean sections, the issue really comes down to what obesity does during pregnancy and the list of things that can potentially go wrong with an obese woman during her pregnancy are gestational diabetes, hypertension, high blood pressure, more risk of preterm labor and preterm births, obstructive sleep apnea, which causes some significant problems, increases risk of gestational diabetes. Labors are slower. What we call cephalopelvic disproportion, meaning that the head, as it comes down to the birth canal, doesn't fit as well, and so the babies can get stuck. There is increased labor times, and larger babies is a risk. So you can see that all, and this is just a partial list, Rob, of all the potential complications that occur during a time of pregnancy when a woman is obese.
And well, so I mean, you have the Citizen reporting this morning that the problem is so pervasive. The Ottawa Hospital has had to do some retrofits.
That's right. They have to be able to compensate for the size of the patient, especially on operating room tables, which have a certain width, and so they have to change those to be able to accommodate the person. And as well, again, we're seeing this. This just goes hand in hand with the rates of obesity that we're seeing in our society. People are becoming there are more and more people who are overweight. And as if you're starting a pregnancy when you're overweight, the recommendations now are to try to really minimize the rate of weight gain. And part of the issue is what people are eating during their pregnancy, what women are eating. As someone who delivers women, I can tell when someone is not eating what they're supposed to eat and they end up gaining a lot of weight. Weight gain is calories, and it is a time where you have to be very careful. And a lot of my patients who are starting overweight really do well. That is, if you really educate and say this is what the complications that can occur when you're pregnant, they really do well. And some of them end up weighing less than they did prior to their pregnancy if they do things well. So there is a means of managing a pregnancy for obese women, but the message is that you really have to be careful, and the C-section rates are there, not because we jumped the gun, but rather there are so many complications that can occur that we don't want to see a bad outcome.
All right, they're hauling us off the stage. We got to
sure
go.
Thing.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. Dr. Barry Dworkin, Health Headlines. He'll be back Sunday afternoon at 4 with the Sunday House Call.